Good afternoon. My name is Matthew McNaughton, and welcome to Profiling the Unprofiled Podcast. This is a podcast where I will be profiling lesser-known bands that I think deserve more attention. Today's episode, we will be discussing the Los Angeles band Lord Huron. Lord Huron is named after Lake Huron, a place that the founding member used to visit as a child. In 2019, I had the pleasure of seeing Lord Huron open up for the Arkells in Toronto. At that time, like many others, I only knew them for their hit, The Night We Met, which featured in the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why. Now they are my second favorite band. Lord Huron consists of Ben Schneider on guitar and vocals, Mark Berry on drums and backing vocals, Miguel Berceno on bass and keys, and Tom Renaud on keys and backing vocals. The band formed in 2010 in Los Angeles, California, with Brett Farkas, Peter Mowry, and Carl Kerfoot as past members. To date, the folk band's most successful song is The Night We Met. As mentioned earlier, it was featured in Netflix show 13 Reasons Why, an important song to the main character, Clay Jensen. The Night We Met has been streamed over 735 million times. Ends of the Earth is another song that introduced the band to more mainstream audiences, being featured in TV shows like Shameless and Community. On May 21st, the band released their most recent album, Long Lost. Here is Lord Huron fan Lisa McNaughton. How did you first find out about Lord Huron?
I first heard their song, The Night We Met, on a TV show called 13 Reasons Why, and it really caught my attention. And not long after that, there was this Arkells concert that I was really interested in. And I heard that Lord Huron was opening up for them. So it was a great opportunity to hear a lot more of their songs.
How does this kind of music compare to other kinds of bands you listen to?
I listen to all types of music, and I guess it really depends on my mood, on what to listen to in the moment. When I'm feeling thoughtful or introspective or something's on my mind, I tend to gravitate towards Lord Huron songs.
What was their concert experience like?
I saw them live in concert at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. They opened up for the Arkells, and it kind of surprised me to see them in such a big venue. I always viewed them more as a small venue type band, but it was great to see such a contrast between them and the Arkells, which is more of a upbeat band.
As Lord Huron continues to become more known, the band doesn't seem like they are going to slow down anytime soon. Recently, to promote their new album, Lord Huron did a concert series on the Jimmy Fallon show called Live from the Whispering Pines. Another good indicator of their expected rise to the mainstream is when they collaborated with singer Phoebe Bridgers in a cover of The Night We Met. Stay tuned for episode 2, where I will be profiling Greta Van Fleet. Also, in upcoming episodes, we'll take a look at country band The James Barker Band, rock band Blue October, and The Wallows. My name is Matthew McNaughton, and thanks for listening to episode 1 of Profiling the Unprofiled.